Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. It's a very sad, sad podcast today, folks. I'm just going to give you a heads up. It is my final podcast as a 50-year-old.
Oh, the horror.
I know. The pain. You can hear it in my voice all throughout the show this morning, Dan. Okay, so we're going to talk about Disney World with childless millennials. People very upset about that. Annie's obsessed. We're getting towards the end of The Bachelorette for this season. And there are some birthday shenanigans happening. The Bachelorette is coming to an end, and nobody is more excited about this than our own Annie Dow. She is obsessed with this garbage television, and thankfully she watches it and reports back to us. I mean, get you.
Right, Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Annie's obsessed. Bachelorette edition.
So we're on Batchy Finale Part 1. So ABC is a bunch of greedy monsters is making the finale 2 nights. 4 hours of The Bachelor. It's fine. Everything's fine. We kick off this episode where we left off. We have our beautiful Alabama princess standing in front of Jed, Tyler, and Peter. Two roses, three guys.
It's back.
She is about to break someone's heart worse than I broke my kindergarten's boyfriend when he asked me to marry him, and I said no, and then I smoked him in Checkers. She breaks the one man's heart that deserves nothing but love, Peter the pilot. Mm-hmm. So after she sends this precious gem of a man home, we go back to Chris Harrison live in the LA studio. Peter sits down with Chris and just explains how he's still so confused and he doesn't know what he did wrong. Nothing, Petey baby. You did nothing wrong. Just know I've already thought of our wedding hashtag and it's hashtag Peter got dowed. So Hannah comes.
You didn't make a pilot reference though?
No. Because it's about me, Dan. Come on, please. Hannah joins Peter on stage for the first time since she ripped out his heart and put it in a blender 2 months ago and shares that she was scared that she was losing the perfect man, and some absolute legend in the studio does this.
It's so hard being in this position because you don't know if you're making the right decision. Mm-hmm. And I think I was scared I was letting go of the perfect guy. And...
So someone in the studio calls her out, goes, well, you did.
Bam, 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 bam.
So here's where I should probably tell you guys that it was me. I flew out to LA last night because I am a Peter stan. The absolute best part of the night, though, is when Hannah sets the record straight about the infamous windmill scene.
I was a little dishonest about something.
Oh. What's that?
No, I mean, since it's out there and, you know, I did say there was something that Peter and I did twice. It was actually 4 times.
4 times inside the windmill?
4 times inside the windmill.
And then she axed him like the next week?
Yeah. Oh.
Women are brutal.
I don't know what to say about that. Chris, Chris Harrison, the show is getting out of control. But honestly, I'm here for it. Wild out, ABC. Do your thing. Back to our final two. So yes. We got Tyler and Jed. They both had the opportunity to meet Hannah's family. Tyler absolutely crushed it. Jed, not so much. Tyler is basically every mom's dream. He's respectful and he's genuine and he loves their daughter. Jed, however, comes in and talks about how he got his big break writing a jingle for a dog food company.
You know, at this point, my most major accomplishment is that I signed a deal with a dog food company. I've already written like their jingle, and that's been like my first real like breakthrough. I was like, oh, this is like the start of something.
You know, I'm just trying to look out for her.
Right. No, I
because the no return policy does hold up.
The dad was having none of that.
I'm really big in the cable community.
So no shade, because like obviously Jingles rock, like 1-800-54-GIANT, like obviously here for it. But you should probably be trying to explain to her dad that you love his daughter, not your music career.
Right.
The episode ends with Hannah standing on stage with Chris Harrison, saying that she has no idea what's going to happen tonight during the live finale. We will see which one gets down on one knee and proposes to Hannah during the final rose. The rumors about Jed and his past girlfriend will finally be addressed. It's about to go down.
He's still going to win.
I have a feeling we won't be seeing Roll Tide, sweet Hannah, but Hannah Beast. And I, for one, am ready to pop some popcorn, sit on my couch, and watch this season go down in flames.
Luke P is coming down from the rafters
in
the final season.
I hope he does.
Like
Annie
WWF.
Tomorrow, just a complete mess.
Nothing gets any worse, honestly.
Come on, Luke P.
Just for the Annie meltdown, it needs to happen.
I'm hanging on by a thread, Dan. I can't do it. Annie's
obsessed. Bachelor, so you think there's no chance Luke P makes
there's
an appearance in the
no
finale
chance.
Tomorrow?
I think Bachelor producers have a restraining order against him at this point. Yeah. I think the security would not allow him to come back.
Would you like to bet $1?
I would love to bet $1. Right.
I also want you to call your shot on air, Jed or Tyler, tonight.
Jed's going to win. But this is what I think is going to happen. I think she picks Jed, but then I think all the rumors came out about the girlfriend, and she's going to break up with him live on stage tonight and then maybe give Tyler another chance.
Ooh, the old switcheroo.
Old switcheroony, Dan.
Razzle dazzle.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I have a fond place in my heart for Disney World. I grew up going to Disney World all the time. I had family members that worked there. My mom worked in the resort industry. I'm not kidding. I've probably been to Disney World 50 times.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be a thing where we would go all the time. My sister has season passes, so they go all year round. I love Disney. And this post that this woman made is actually a post from last year. And she went on a rant about, and I quote, childless millennials. Well, the New York Post recycled this post and did an article about it, saying, hey, why as you as childless millennials are you trying to relive your childhood? Why not go to some gorgeous island off of Greece instead of going to Disney World? And people are fired up about this again. I want to grab Michelle, who is from Medford. What did you think about this, Michelle? And what do you think about childless millennials going to Disney?
So I actually am one of those people that have gone without children. I don't have kids. I never want kids. I love them. I work with them all day. But I actually went on my honeymoon to Disney alone with my husband.
Do
and
you,
it was
Michelle?
Wonderful.
I feel like a lot of people do that, Michelle. I feel like it's a romantic getaway for a lot of couples.
It was wonderful. It was the best thing that we've ever done.
So I don't know if you read this article in the New York Post, but they brought up this viral post about this woman made a year ago. She was upset about childless millennials being in line, clogging up the park, all that sort of stuff. Do you think it's a little bit weird being an adult trying to like relive your Disney youth?
Absolutely not. No, I took a photo with Ariel and they have alcohol for a reason. Adults are supposed to go to Disney.
No, I would love if they had Epcot as just 21 plus. Like I would be fine with that. Drink around the world, whatever. I will say this though, and I've thought about this before because here locally, Legoland, you can't go to Legoland unless you have kids with you.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, I love that. When I take my son there, you know, part of it is a safety thing. But then just a part of it is, you know, everybody that's there is kind of in the same mindset that you are, that you're there and it's for the kids. And you don't have people without kids complaining about the kids who are just there to have fun.
You know that there are going to be kids at Disney. And so most of the adults that go don't complain about the kids. It's the people that have the kids that want to go on the rides that are complaining about the adults that are there taking over their slot.
Yes, my perspective as a childless millennial is just because you decided to have kids, you decided to breed, why do you now dictate what I'm allowed to do? If I want to go ride Space Mountain, Karen, I'm going to go ride Space Mountain.
Right?
All right. Michelle, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Maria's from New Hampshire. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
So what do you think about the child millennials being told not to go to Disney World by this woman?
I think it's complete garbage. I'm a childless millennial. I go to Disney almost every year.
Yes.
Is it weird to you that you as an adult are trying to like relive your youth? Like that was part of the New York Post article.
No, and that's not why I do it. Disney is my happy place. I go there every year. I'm an adult, but I'm still an adult child. Like, the mind of a child. I'm a teacher. I like being around kids. I just don't have any of my own. I will someday. But why should I not get to go and enjoy myself just because I don't have kids?
I think the one thing that bothered me, though, is how poorly everybody was treating this woman. Like, she had a moment of weakness and she went off on the Facebook post, and I get all that, but people were saying some pretty horrible things to her, which I didn't think was fair.
But Carson, she went in on millennials. She said that we were clogging up the lines, that people with kids should be able to cut every line. That's not how it is. I'm sorry. Disney is a magical place for everybody. You don't need to have a child to go there. Just because you're a parent and your two-year-old is screaming, crying, that's not my problem. If I want to go on Tower of Terror, I want to go on Tower of Terror.
But if a business
and
wants...
There's no reason why you have to have a kid to be able to go to Disney.
But let's say this.
They're expecting to wait in line, and if you can't handle that with your kids, maybe you should be the one not
Marie,
going.
Murray, what if Disney World said you have to have a kid to be able to go to Disney?
They would never do that.
But what if they did? Would you
be
upset?
I think more of their money comes from people going without kids.
Absolutely. Yes. Disney wants childless millennials. They want that money to come.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Marie. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.
Are you right over there, Annie?
Nothing infuriates me more than people coming for millennials.
First we ruined the doorbell industry. Now we're coming for your theme parks.
Ruining marriage by not doing it.
The worst.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Dan was telling us this morning off the air that he's a little stressed out. He's planning a birthday party. Who is your birthday party planning for?
For my lady friend.
Oh, okay. And it's like 10 or 11 people going out of town.
Right, trying to plan it all and keep it a surprise.
It's impossible, right?
I've never done it before, and preparation is not one of my strongest suits or organizational skills.
That's probably something you shouldn't say as the producer of the show, but it's probably why you fit in.
You guys have been known that. That's not a secret. You guys see me every day. I'm a mess.
Oh, you bring me so much joy.
And do you know a lot of your lady friend's friends?
A handful.
Right.
Not all of them.
So you gotta like this awkward, hey.
I'm going to be sending out e-vites like, hey, stranger.
Hi, I know we haven't met, or we met that one time.
Yeah.
Picturing Dan.
Bring chips.
Picturing Dan sending out an e-vite, just like crafting one.
Yes.
Like, little pop-up comes up on their computer screen. Just
it's
gives
a little
life.
Kitten.
Yeah. If hey. Everyone could please Venmo me.
And it's you're going away.
We're going to Saco River.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're
going to
float down there.
You have a great
there.
Time. Yeah,
I've never done it. It should be fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
You put me in a floaty with booze, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
I'm going through a weird thing with my birthday is tomorrow, and my wife has already told me what she got me. She told me last week.
Are you sure she's not throwing you off the scent?
No. And then my sister-in-law got me something, and she thinks it's a big secret. And in fact, I heard her call my wife last night, and my wife was dying laughing downstairs. But I know what it is because she had to contact me to ask for a piece of it.
Hmm. What are those boys girls doing over there?
I love it. They're putting in the effort, but like I got, you know, this new Jeep truck, and you can take the doors off a Jeep, right? Just like with my old Jeep.
Sure.
And so my wife got me these mounting brackets for our garage that you can hang the Jeep doors on, which is a cool gift. It's a practical gift, right?
Yeah.
And I like practical gifts for the most part, although I had been hinting around at a new guitar. And when I say hinting around, I was like, hey, man, I really want a new guitar.
It might be cool. Like, mounting brackets don't set your heart on fire as
a
birthday gift.
Right, but
it's like a 51-year-old birthday gift, you know? And that's fine.
Ooh, jab.
Fine. No, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I like practical gifts as well.
No, it is. But that's something I almost feel like I would go buy for myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, go buy.
Yeah, but he's out here leaving Guitar Center brochures on the coffee table.
Carson is not a hinter. Like, let's all be real honest about that.
But it's a really good, like, it's a thoughtful, practical gift. That's the thing, too. It's like, she really thought about this because we've been talking about, because we don't have a lot of space in our garage. So, it was nice of her, thoughtful. But then my sister-in-law asked me for a picture that I took of my wife last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really goofy picture that I just love. I actually have it on my Apple Watch. It pops up every once in a while. And she has made me something with my wife's picture on it. And I don't know if it's a coffee mug or a t-shirt, but it's definitely something with my wife's picture on it.
Maybe it's the guitar you wanted with Lana's face on it.
Yes, Dan. Yes.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
They've all been a clever ruse just for this.
I really hope so. That they just have been planning and plotting, just them two.
Imagine playing Sweet Caroline and looking down at your wife with a surprise face on the guitar.
And my wife, though, she's kind of over planning my birthday stuff because I've had big birthdays before she's gotten to one big birthday because I'm so much older than she is. So for my 40th, like, she had a big plan. For my 50th, she took me to Jamaica. She hasn't even hit her 40th yet.
Yeah, this is 51, meh.
Right.
Yeah.
51 is not a milestone.
Sorry, homie.
You get a mug.
Mounting brackets.
Ooh.
51 is the mounting bracket year.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm so sad Kennedy is not here for today's show.
Why?
Because there is a milestone that has happened in the world of Lil Nas X and the song Old Town Road, which I know everybody knows the song at this point. Which it was announced yesterday afternoon that it is now the longest running song at number one in the history of the 60 years that Billboard has been charting songs.
Absolutely insane. The Beatles, the Rolling Stones, some of the biggest acts in music history, and this kid sits atop the charts above them all.
Right. It ended up beating out Despacito and Mariah Carey with Boys to Men and One Sweet Day. They were the number one songs for it. And we're just talking about like a single song for its run at number one on the Billboard 100. They had gone 16 weeks. So Old Town Road has beaten that now. And a lot of people are kind of coming after him too. You know, it's a garbage song, it's this, it's that. He's put out a bunch of remixes. Did you guys hear the Soul Town Road?
Yeah, with BTS.
So this is the one with BTS. And I think, is it just one of the guys?
It's just one of them. I think his name is RM.
Right.
I don't know all of the guys in BTS, so I don't want to say.
So does that count when you get a spin for that? Does that count for the song?
He's released 86 remixes to try to stay at number one.
Is that why it stayed? Because of the remixes?
I don't know how that works.
That's him right there. But the one I do like, there is one remix that I think is fantastic, and it's the one with the Walmart yodeling kid, Mason Ramsey. Do you remember him?
You're a stan.
Oh, this is so good.
You love this kid for
this
some
reason.
This
is so good. It's adorable. Listen to him. Like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Hold up, let me tell you. How can you not love that? What is
easy? I hate it.
Oh my god, you guys are way too serious.
Any of your
life.
Counterpoints, please?
Fun sponge.
No. Oh, you want to come fun sponge? You're the OG fun sponge. Mason Ramsey.
I've never seen Annie hate a 12-year-old before, but she hates
this. I
love children. I love them so much. But
if
Mason,
you ain't got no giddy up, then giddy out my way.
You would fight this one.
Mason Ramsey got famous for yodeling in a Walmart. He's not even that talented. Then
what?
He got to play Coachella.
What?
He just got a free ride
yodel?
To Coachella.
Let's hear you yodel.
No, but I'm not trying to yodel, Carson.
Go ahead. Show us the way.
I don't want to yodel. That remix is god awful.
Oh my
god
gosh.
Awful.
What are you talking about? The kid is adorable.
No.
Go ahead, give me your yodel.
No, I don't want to yodel. I'm not trying to yodel.
Nobody should yodel.
No.
Except the Rika La guy.
And Jewel. Jewel can yodel. That's it. Not Mason Ramsey.
I had no idea.
You
I would have played this song
bear.
A lot sooner, right? Can't
nobody tell me nothing. You know, he does kind of fit the beat of the song.
Yeah, perfect. Nothing. Pop up in my razor.
Look at her face.
Giddy up my way.
You guys are trying me today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.